Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
Oh, what a start. That is a new entrance song for us. Wasn't even aware. Unbelievable. That is how we go. Strength to strength. The Wolves Fan Show. Delighted to say once again, I am joined by Jordan Russell from the Wolves Fancast. Really good to get Jordan on. Haven't spoke to him in ages. We haven't spoke to the Wolves guys in so long either. And there is so much to talk about because their season, well, they're having another brilliant season. Is it a season for them to remember? Because obviously back in Europe, how deep, how far will they go? We're going to be talking everything. And obviously we are still, well, we're drawing to a close, but we are still in that January transfer, the window. And Wolves are making moves today. All of that and look into the game with Man United on the weekend before that winter break. Jordan, always good to have you. A, how are you? But B, what are you making of the entrance there, my man?
Yeah, hi, Charlie. Yeah, long time no speak. As we said earlier, yeah, I mean, that entrance is pretty good, isn't it? We'll have to get that as a ringtone. Might have to borrow that for the fan cast.
we can send that over, mate. That's about all I can do. I can manage that. Well, we're trying, mate. Each week, as long as we just get better 5% each show, if that's going to do it, mate, I'm happy to oblige. But really good to speak to you once again, Jordan. Always enjoy our chats. So much to talk about, though. Let's quickly cast back to last week. Last time out against Liverpool. And obviously, Wolves were playing some really good football. But when you concede that early, Jordan, you know, a Henderson header, the game plan goes out the window and you sort of have to adapt and start to chase the game.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of Wolves fans, the sort of consensus before the game was we were quietly confident of actually upsetting the apple cart. And it was, you know, a lot of, I think even the pundits started to say that if anyone's actually going to beat this Liverpool team or put a dent in this unbeaten streak of theirs, it probably would have been Wolves under floodlights at Molineux. And by all means, I think we started the game relatively positively as well. And we just happened to concede off a corner, which, you know, when you're playing a team as good as Liverpool, to concede a goal off a corner, it's the last thing you want to do, really. But, you know, we played exceptionally well all game. Yeah, we were a bit plucky and, you know, unlucky to lose, but it's really divided Wolves fans of the, yeah, we're unlucky to lose, look where we've come from, but I'm in the same camp of, actually, we're not that team anymore. We're actually a top six team pushing for a top four team, and to actually lose in the manner we did was a little bit disappointing after playing so well.
Well, I think this is it, Jordan. It only highlights the progress that Wolves have made, because we're not saying, oh, they're a difficult side to beat. You know, they've come up from the Championship, a really tricky side. This is a side that is in and around those teams now. You know, you're getting European pedigree. You're going further in Europa League. And you're not, oh, we went close with Liverpool, but hey, we're mixing it with the big boys. It's, no, we're disappointed we didn't get a result out of that, because I don't think it's just Wolves have arrived now. It's more Wolves have arrived and are here to stay.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that it was, I think it's John Pearce who writes for the Echo for Liverpool. He said that's like the hardest game they've had all season. Mm. And we pushed them as far as, you know, any other team has all year. And saying that actually what he was witnessing was sort of like a Champions League game, the sort of the quality on show from both teams. And it felt like that in the ground as well, and watching it live. It's very much sort of, we're not afraid of these teams. And, you know, granted we lost that game, but how we played and what we probably deserved out of the game, you know, you couldn't really tell who was the runaway leaders in the league for me, especially in that second half.
Yeah, and obviously, Jordan, fans that listen to the show, Wolves fans that obviously go back and listen to your show and obviously our podcast after we've done it, they're going to think we're sounding like a broken record, but we have to talk about them. Jimenez and obviously Traore, unbelievable this season. Jimenez 20 goals now, but Traore as well. I think it's they've combined for 8 Premier League goals this season, which is more than any other partnership in the league.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, we saw how brilliant Raul was sort of the back end of last season, where, you know, we've ended up signing for £30+ million, and it, you know, he's worth every penny, especially even carrying that on into this season. the one thing that we do lack is a bit of support for him, i.e. off the bench with Cotrona going, and he has looked a bit tired at times over that Christmas period, but we know we've got a hell of a player there. With Adama Traore, he's very much sort of, he had that pre-season with Nuno, which is what I've spoken to you about a few times on this show, that we'd Nuno sort of said that, let me have a pre-season with him, then let's judge him at the end of this season. And if anything, he's just improving with every game he's playing. I mean, in terms of, you know, we bought him for £18 million and the impact he has on the game and that bit of X factor, who knows what he's worth in today's market. It's, you know, he could be worth absolutely anything.
Yeah, I mean, special players, but special combination as well. And, you know, we're just seeing it every game. It's not, you know, a series of a form, you know, a few games, five and six. They are real key pieces to this side, week in, week out. Obviously, Wolves did pull that goal back. It looked like they were the side pressing for the winner, but a moment of magic from Firmino getting back into it. And obviously, I know Jota had a chance at the end, but if anyone was going to go on to win that game, it was looking more likely that you were going to do it, Jordan.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the credit was, you know, the credit that Liverpool showed us was the fact that Jurgen Klopp changed the system. Like, they've not changed the way they've played all year round. They've been playing, you know, very much the 4-3-3. And at times in that, you know, in that second half, they went to like a 4-4-2 or a 4-5-1 and, you know, really showed us a bit of respect. And, you know, we did have them under the cosh for a good 15, 20 minutes after we scored the equaliser. And like you say, you know, there only looked like one team that was actually going to go on and win that game. And yeah, a bit of magic, I guess, from Firmino. It was a half chance. And you know what, like how Liverpool are this season, they're just an absolute juggernaut. They just punish you. You can't give them a sniff. So, you know, no doubt they'll be the champions of this season, and you know they deserve it as well.
Well, they're world champions. You struggling what to say here? They'll be the well, they're already world champions and European champions, and Wolves went toe to toe with them.
Yeah, absolutely, and that is our level, and that's Fosen's dream and Fosen's ambition, that we want to be competing there, and it's not just for a short time. We want to be a mainstay of that, and I think that if you're looking at the Premier League landscape this season, I'm sure we'll move on to Manchester United at some point as well this weekend. Arguably, I think that Wolves on paper, or definitely, you know, how we've been performing, barring Liverpool, Man City, 1-11, we're as good as anyone in that league. And we beat Man City twice this season, which is, you know, silly to say. So, you know, I think that a Champions League place for Wolves really isn't out of the question. Granted, we've got a few points to make up because we did have a slowish start, but, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if we end up nicking that fourth spot.
Wow, that is a big claim, Jordan. We'll talk about the Champions League and how maybe they might rue that slowish start to the season and what they can expect in the second half of the season. But one of the things they'll need to change then, that Wolves have conceded the first goal in 17 of 24 Premier League games this season, including the last eight in a row. If they do want to get top four and they are going to achieve that, that's something they'll have to change because we know the quality and the ability of the side. They can come back and win games, but you don't want to always leave yourself with an uphill task and struggle.
No, absolutely, and that is something that does need to change. No, it's the fine margins which take you from probably where we are now to that next level. And we need to, you know, it's something we need to address. And again, you can't really say, you know, if it happens a couple games in a row, you can sort of say, yeah, it's something to, you know, it could just be a bit of a blip. But the fact that it's happening constantly, it's not a coincidence now that this keeps happening. So we do need to look at getting that sorted, to be honest with you, to take us, like I say, to that next level. Another thing as well, sort of in the first half of games, I think if you look at the league table from just the first 45 minutes of every Premier League game, we'd actually be bottom of the league, which is quite scary. But it shows how good we are in the second half. So you can look at it with, you know, half glass half full, if you want, or half empty. But yeah, the first half is a big problem for Wolves, and definitely those slow starts. You know, we are getting punished for it on times, but you know, if we can cut that out, then I do really think we'll be at that next level.
Yeah, why is it then? Can the Wolves fans pinpoint it, Jordan? Why is it that I don't want to say they come slow out the blocks, because like you said, against Liverpool, they started well, but they just seem to get behind in games. You know, the Southampton game, they come back and it's 3-2. Why is there games in which that, you know, they don't find the net first and they sort of just ease their way into games before sort of finding that next gear?
I think it goes very much from a philosophy that we've had since Nuno's been in charge of us, that we want to be in control and we like to ease our way into games, try and control and dictate games by keeping the ball, dominating possession, building from there. But what's not been happening recently is that we've just been conceding the first goal. So actually, rather than being able to control the game and dictate a game like we'd like to do, we've actually been chasing games. And you could argue that's actually working for us, because Traoré just forgets about his defensive needs, Neto, Jimenez. As a team, we just push further up the pitch. So as an attacking unit, we look fantastic when that happens. But I'll be honest with you, I don't think Nuno would be happy with not being in control of these games, you know, from the first minute.
Yeah, well, it's another big game, obviously, Man United on the weekend. We'll talk about that. But big news, we are nearing the end of the January transfer window, Jordan. It's been a little bit quiet, but move, obviously, has moved quickly in the last few days. Olympiacos winner Daniel Podence is due to have a medical on Wednesday before completing his move. Rumoured to be around £16-17 million. Apparently, that we're waiting for confirmation on that. What is the latest and what are you making of that signing, Jordan?
Well, according to some of the local journalists, they've pretty much said it's all signed.
Because he was in town for the medical, wasn't he? He's here.
Yeah,
and this
absolutely. So it's all just based on the medical now. So in terms of the player himself, I can't say I've watched a great deal of him. I did see him in the Champions League games against Spurs, and I think he scored in both games, actually. He looked like quite a decent, handy player. And what we do need at Wolves, like I say, 1 to 11, we can compete with anyone, but what we have lacked is squad depth, and I think that he will provide a lot of quality in those attacking areas, and also a bit of backup. Well, I mean, with Podence coming up, coming into the side, should I say, into the squad, it also allows maybe Jota to move a bit more centrally, like he was last season, the 3-5-2. It gives us a few more options, and I think that, you know, it's a decent amount of money. We don't tend to get it wrong when we sign these players. So I'm hoping for real good things, really. And I hope, I'm sure he'll be a good addition to the squad.
Yeah, and we're talking about, Jordan, Wolves arriving, mixing it, with the big boys. Not mixing it with the big boys, they're becoming one of the big boys. The style of football in European competition, nearly getting the results in the other games. But now we're talking about signing players for this type of money. Signing players from clubs who are also in European competition. That's just another indicator of where Wolves are at and how far they've come also as well, isn't it?
Yeah, and, there's a lot of pinch me moments over the last few years. And again, I don't like to dwell on the history of where we've come from, like I said, but the sort of players that we're in for now, we're only just going to keep improving. And the calibre of player, to join the calibre of players we've got in there, like Neves, Moutinho, Patricio, Jimenez, I mean, the list is endless. It's not going to be a shock to see us linked with some of these players that are linked to the likes of United, the Liverpools, the PSGs, Barca's, etc. And I think that to improve, we have got to be competing with those teams. And I think that, granted, Wolves as a club probably isn't as big as a pull, obviously, historically, as some of these clubs. As a team right now on the pitch and in current day, why wouldn't you want to join Wolves?
Yes, it's a really good point, Jordan. Well, you're sticking around for us because we're going to be talking who else may be joining. There's a couple of rumours linking players with the club, and we'll look towards that Man United game and the winter break and what that holds.
Love Sport.
You're listening to the Wolves Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. I'm joined with my co-host, Jordan Russell, from the Wolves Fancast. Good to have the Wolves show back. We've missed it in the last couple of weeks. The team is absolutely flying. We're going to get on to how they're breaking their season down and how they're looking now towards that second half of the season as we reach the home stretch, the business end of the season. Well, it is Man United on the weekend before that winter break. But before all that, we mentioned we could be seeing an arrival. A medical's already taken place. Daniel Podence, but there could be maybe one or two more, who knows. Jordan, not long to go now before that window closes. What are you making of it?
Like you say, I think it's been relatively quiet across the whole Premier League. I think it's like the lowest spending January transfer in over a decade, hasn't it? I think so. It seems like not many people want to do business, and as you know, in January, very much people want to keep hold of their assets. There might be the odd one or two loan deals, but if you want to get a player to really improve your team, you've got to be paying a luxury price for all that just to get them in. You've got to be able to really tempt them, and often with January as well, it's very much it's almost like a a domino effect, should I say, that, you know, player A goes and player B comes and C, etc. So it can be quite a tricky time to do business. Like I say, we've hopefully got Daniel Podence over the line. We've got a couple signings for the under-23s done as well. So it'd be interesting to see what we're after in the next few days. I believe we're after a striker to help a bit of the workload with Jimenez, but in terms of actual concrete names, it doesn't seem to be that many flying around at the moment.
Yeah, because it's a strange one, Jordan, from a sense that we mentioned how quiet this window is, not much activity, not much happening, and then we could see more activity in the 48 hours now until it closes than we've seen in the past 28, 29 days, and it really goes wild. We're seeing Barcelona bid $85 million for Richarlison, which sort of makes me question what sport I'm watching, but that's a story for another day. But could we see anything then with maybe a late left-field addition for Wolves, or maybe someone even going? We just never know where these things are going to happen, because once we hear about it, sometimes it can move very, very quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that in terms of player movement happening, it always seems to be that last 48 hours that seems to be just absolute bedlam, and names get thrown around from everywhere, and everyone's like flying in on private transport, just trying to make it and sign that sign on the dotted line before 11 o'clock. So In terms of business for Wolves, I'm sure there'll be one or two, but the owners are very shrewd. They won't overpay for anyone. And if the right person and the right player comes up at the right price, I'm sure we'll go for that deal. But in terms of with getting Daniel Podence and what we've currently got with Bolly and Jota coming back as well from long-term injury, I think we might be okay with just that. But I'm sure if the right person comes up, then no doubt we'll go for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Who knows? Maybe next week, Jordan, on the Wolves Fan Show, we may be talking about another addition, an interesting one there. Obviously, it is Man United on the weekend. They're playing tonight, so, you know, they may be a few more tired legs than Wolves, that's for sure. But it is their last game before the winter break. You've played Man United a few times this season, obviously, so it's an interesting one. But last time you played Man United in the Cup, they did knock you out. But the game at Molineux, they didn't have a shot on target. First time for them in 5 years. There's been some classics between the two. What are you making of this one?
I think that the 9-day break's going to have done us wonders, really. And I was hoping that they'd have had a bit of a harder game on Sunday against Tranmere, especially after I saw what the pitch looked like after the Watford game. I thought, right, that's going to be a bit of a battle. But going 5-0 up at half time, I suppose, it allows you to take the foot off the pedal. So I'm hoping that, obviously, from a Wolves point of view, that Man City run them into the ground tonight.
Well, they have just, Jordan, have just literally scored. It is 1-0 at Man United. Nemanja Matic scoring. That game is on. It's 3-2 on aggregate. So who knows, actually, Jordan, as we speak, they might be taking a bit of momentum into that game.
Yeah, well, you know what? Now that's happened. Let them have 120 minutes to lose on penalties. That'll be even better.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think that, yeah, with United playing so many games in such a short space of time as well, and us having the 9-day break, it's not a great atmosphere at that club at the moment. Obviously, there's the stuff with Ed Woodward last night as well, which is shocking. There isn't a nice atmosphere around that club at the moment. You could say it's pretty much toxic. So I think that the game on Saturday will all depend on if, you know, we've got a history and a knack of conceding the first goal, as you know, recently. If we can keep it tight for 10, 15 minutes, silence the crowd a little bit, then I've got a real... I am really confident that we'll actually get something out of that game in a positive manner. I think that on current form and, you know, 1-11, I think you could argue that we're more informed than them. Obviously, not that they've beaten Man City now 1-0. But
they've had one attempt. Arguably, they've scored it, Jordan. Man City have had 9.
Well, yeah, so there you go. I think that arguably on form and on paper 1-11, we're as strong as them, if not better than them. So... And I know that will anger a few United fans if that got out, but I think it's true. You know, granted, they're a massive club with a great history and heritage, but right now, they're not a great team. So I think that going to Old Trafford, you're not scared or wary of going there. And I would be disappointed if we went there and actually lost the game. I think at a minimum, we've got to be looking for a point from that trip.
Massive, obviously, prediction, Jordan. I'll get that in just a second. But then, like you said, then it is the winter break. The first time ever the Premier League have introduced one. All of the other top leagues around Europe do so. Some of them even, they have a month off. Teams meant to be getting 13 days off. Not every club will now because of cup replays and so on and so forth. Is it about time that this happened? Where do you stand at, Jordan? You're pleased with it? How will Wolves spend it? A good chance to recover and rejuvenate, because obviously from a Wolves perspective, season did start, you know, way before everyone else, all the way in July. You're going deep in the Europa League. Maybe this is exactly the tonic that Wolves need.
Yeah, I think in terms of from a player point of view and a team point of view, especially for Wolves this season, absolutely, it's a fantastic thing to do. And I think players, it's not just physical fatigue, it's absolutely a big mental thing playing week in, week out. I think it's a great thing. I mean, saying that, when Wolves are on a 13-day break, I'll be twiddling my thumbs wondering what to do in my weekends, but whilst there's no game going on. But yeah, I think it's absolutely the right decision to do as you know, for the Premier League. And I think that teams and clubs will come out better for it. It's probably a bit of a saving grace that actually we're not in the FA Cup anymore, because the last thing you want is a replay when really you want that 13-day break to be able to rest and recuperate. And that's not just from the pitch, but like I say, mentally as well. Going, you know, you want the players to have a few days off and spend that with family, friends, whatever they want to do, relax. And you know, we've got a massive couple of months coming up here, especially with Europa League on the horizon as well.
Yeah, and do we know how Wolves are spending it, obviously? Are they going on a warm weather training camp, or has it been days off for the players, or there's not been much official word on that?
I don't think if there has been official word on it, I haven't seen it. I mean, typically, we do go away to Marbella. There have been a few times just for a training camp, a bit of warm weather training. We did it after the Newcastle game, I think, this season. So I wouldn't be surprised if we are doing a bit of warm weather training somewhere. But yeah, I'll be honest with you, I haven't seen anything official on that yet.
Yeah, well, obviously, I think it's just what Wolves needed, because everyone is expecting, the feeling I get, that Wolves could really go deep in this Europa League this year, you know, and depending on what draw they get. But if we're judging it in tiers now, obviously, Jordan, that first tier was a sluggish, slow start to the season. Wasn't what we expected from Wolves. Now it's much better. Now looking at that third and final tier, the home stretch of the season, you know, you're challenging on all fronts. What are you making of it? What's to come? It's a big February.
Yeah, absolutely. It's huge February. And I think that, you know, if you'd have said to any Wolves fan that come the end of January, you know, would be through that, you know, through the Europa League groups, we've got a knockout game against Espanyol, who are bottom of the Liga, and you'd be seventh in the league, joint with fifth, and only a couple of points off fourth, we'd be jumping for joy. Because I think that before the season, I think every Wolves fan wanted to get out of the group stages. But, you know, top 10 finish would have been respectable, I think. But the fact that we're, you know, we're competing on both fronts, it's a fantastic achievement so far. And, you know, with games coming up thick and fast again, there's no reason why we can't go deep in this Europa League. And also, really, like I say, really push to that top four. Would I be disappointed if we didn't make it? No, not necessarily, just because the fact of it wasn't probably our ambition. But where we are now, definitely top six and another European stint next season is the minimum, I think, from where we are now.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, it's such an interesting one. Jordan, obviously, then before I let you go, Man United on the weekend, your score prediction. You said we should be coming away with a point, but will you?
I think we'll come away with three. I'm going for a 3-1 away win.
Absolutely massive, Jordan. A 3-1 away win. What a way to start that winter break. And then looking towards that Europa League, building off the back of that impressive win on the weekend. Jordan, I can't wait till we talk further. But it is a massive February for Wolves. And as always, we're going to be right here on the Wolves Fan Show. So make sure you stay with us. Not just stay with us. You can have your say. Really simple, really easy. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. You can put a question to Jordan or Rye Hooper from the Wolves Fancast team, and they will have their say as you can. It's the Wolves Fan Show every Wednesday, 8 to 8.30 on Love Sport Radio.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.